Wisconsin legislature will take up a bill next week that could make Wisconsin what supporters call a right-to-work state.
The changes to union laws were thrown into the spotlight this morning when Senate Majority Leader Scott Fitzgerald announced plans to fast-track right-to-work legislation on a talk radio show. WPR's state capitol reporter Sean Johnson joins us now for the latest. Sean, welcome back.
Hi, thanks for having me.
So first, what would a right-to-work law change here in the state?
What it would change is that it would ban mandatory union shops in the private sector. So right now, there are some union shops that you, or I guess some employers where you have to join a union in order to work there. And under the bill that they're going to advance next week, well, at the moment that I'm talking to you, I haven't looked at a copy of that that bill. It sounds like they're going to make that practice illegal. And so these unions could still exist, but it would be up to them to gather their members. They couldn't make that a requirement of working there.
Now, this bill hasn't been formally introduced, as you say, but Republican lawmakers say they've counted possible votes. The Senate could pass it by the end of next week. Why is this coming out now? And is there any indication of why it sounds like they're in a hurry to pass it?
This is something that Senate Majority Leader Scott Fitzgerald has sort of been flirting with ever since the election, when we found out that Republicans were going to have 19 seats in the state Senate and 63 seats in the state Assembly, and that the governor was going to be back in power. Fitzgerald said pretty soon after that election that he was looking into it. And he said today that he now knows that he has 17 firm commitments in the Senate, which is what you need to pass it there. So he doesn't have to wait for a special election for one of the seats to conclude. He has the votes now. And he says that when you have the votes, you move the bill. You don't wait around. He said he didn't want to wait around for unions to be able to launch kind of a counterattack and run TV ads in the districts of some of his members urging a no vote on this plan. So it's looking like there's going to be a committee hearing on Tuesday and the Senate's going to take it up on Wednesday.
So often when you get legislation like this, it gets drafted, released. There are public hearings, especially with major legislation. It seems like it often takes some time and they collect public input. How unusual is it for something like this to go so quickly?
This is what they wanted to do with Act 10, and obviously that got drawn out a lot longer. I mean, I remember when the governor introduced that, it was a Friday, and he said he was hoping the legislature would act on it by the next week. That didn't happen. There was a lengthy public hearing. Then the Senate Democrats fled, and because there's a requirement in the Constitution that you have to have a quorum of so many members present to vote on fiscal bills, they were able to block a vote on Act 10. And so that was a very lengthy debate. But there's no, we're told there's no such fiscal element to this bill. And so that makes it impossible for Democrats to block it in that way. It is a little weird to me talking to you here on a Friday, having not seen the bill. And it's going to be introduced on, there's going to be a public hearing on it on Tuesday. The Senate's going to pass it on Wednesday. So is it unusual, though, for a big issue like this to be negotiated in private behind closed doors to round up the votes before it's unveiled? That's not unusual.
Now, let's look at this from the governor's perspective. He has said in the past he wasn't going to push for right-to-work legislation, hasn't really said whether he'd sign it. What's the latest we're hearing from him?
He gave an unequivocal, I'll sign it today. I mean, you're right. The governor for years now has said, it's not going to reach my desk. It's not going to reach my desk. It's a non-issue. He said for several months that he didn't want legislative leaders to bring it up, thought it would be a distraction. I mean, repeatedly has not budged from that. And, I was just looking back at a story that we did in October of last year where a union leader said if Republicans win majorities, they're going to pass right to work. And, the governor said that that was absolutely false, couldn't be further from the case. He has now completely changed his tune, and he said via his spokeswoman that he supports right to work as an issue. He did sponsor a right to work bill when he was a member of the legislature, and that if this reaches his desk, he will sign it.
Now, how have Democrats responded since this news came out this morning?
Their response has, almost to a member, been that right to work is going to hurt the middle class, that it's going to depress wages for everyone, and that they're saying that the governor is using it as a distraction, that he knows it's going to be a distraction, and he's using it to distract from his own budget. And, you know, so they're saying that the governor's budget's not so popular, and so here he's doing this right to work law to distract from that. You know, I mean, the governor is obviously running for president right now. He's trying to court conservative voters in Iowa, in New Hampshire. He's trying to court conservative donors too, remember. So I think you have to look at any legislation through that lens and think that for a lot of those big donors especially, passing the right to work law is going to be seen as a positive.
Now, Republican leadership in the legislature, many of them, the members of it, of the legislature, have been talking about right to work for a while. Now, what's been their case for? You mentioned the Democrats' objections to it.
Their case for is that if you have a company that's considering where to locate, that company will look at right to work. They'll look to a state's union laws and Wisconsin's union laws in particular as a negative, and that a company trying to decide where to locate a plant will first choose a state that has a right to work law. So their argument is that this could be positive for the state, you know, down the road. I guess the flip side of that is one of the reasons it's beneficial to a company in terms of labor costs is that if you don't have a union there to negotiate for wages, then those labor costs are lower. People are paid less. Expect to hear some of that back and forth over the next couple weeks here.
Wisconsin is not the first state to tackle this issue. Do you have a sense of what the trend is nationwide on this issue?
Well, it looks like, you know, if this happens, we're going to be the 25th state that has what's referred to as a right to work law. In the past, you would have said that a lot of these right to work states are in the South or, you know, in the West. But, just recently, Michigan, a state with very strong union background, especially in the private sector, I mean, more of a union state than Wisconsin, Michigan just enacted a right to work law under a Republican governor and Republican legislative leadership. So it has happened near to us, and it looks like, you know, if everything goes through next week and the week after that in the state assembly, it's going to happen in Wisconsin.
Sean, thanks a lot for joining us.
All right. Thank you.
We're talking to WPR State Capitol reporter Sean Johnson about proposed right-to-work legislation. We'll be following this issue here on the Ideas Network over the course of the next couple of weeks.